And here's a bonus idea for your weekend. You've probably heard of Boston University playwright Lydia R. Diamond. Her play Stickfly drew critical acclaim on Broadway this past winter.
Very early in her career, Diamond wrote an autobiographical one-woman show called The Inside. It's about her experiences growing up black in mostly white settings, from her childhood neighborhood to her college clique.
When I was a skinny little black girl with ashy legs and a concave chest, I lived in a little yellow house on the edge of a large grassy field in Bridgewater, Virginia. It wasn't rural, it wasn't my humble beginnings on a sharecropper's farm. It was just a pretty yellow house on the edge of a pretty little campus.
That's Boston University theater grad Tasia Jones playing Emma, the protagonist in Diamond's play.
I sort of found this play when I was a senior in college. Lydia was one of my professors at the time. When I first read the play, it spoke to me as a young black woman. I was like, wow, this is basically my life on paper. And she sort of handed it over to me and gifted me with this play to sort of put my own spin on and do with what I will.
The result is that the new Emma is a cross-generational composite of two real women, Lydia Diamond and Tasia Jones. Jones debuts her version of The Inside in Dorchester tonight, presented by Can't Wait Productions. The venue that she and artistic director Adabre Ebiyama have chosen is another interesting story, but more on that later. I spoke with them both at a rehearsal earlier this week.
The premise of the play is Emma is at this party, this post-collegiate party, one of the first parties she's attended after graduating from college. And she's sort of navigating her way through this party, trying to feel it out, where she fits and belongs in this environment, as well as sort of exploring the greater notions of where she fits in society. Emma has always felt her otherness, I would say. She grew up as a black girl in an all-white environment from elementary school, pretty much throughout college. And so now her friends are mostly white women, and even though they're her friends, there are these moments where she still feels that she is not quite a part of the whole.
Is it a mostly white crowd at the party?
At the party, yes, except for one very attractive black man who she sees. There he is, in a corner alone, perfectly content to stand there by himself. An anchor. A strong oak sprouting from... Oh, well, anyway, he's beautiful. But not that so pretty you have to be concerned kind of beautiful. More like so beautiful your mama would be pleased and your friends would be a little jealous beautiful. He's a tall, long-dreaded Maxwell D'Angelo Idris Elba hybrid. Oh, just the smart parts of Barack Obama around the edges. I should go over and introduce myself. Say something witty. He'll find my confidence attractive. We'll exchange veiled flirtations, and after a few minutes, he'll say something like, hey, you want to get out of here? I know this cool little jazz bar we can go to. No, I'll just stand here and be engrossed with this lampshade.
That scene makes me think about when I'm in a situation where I feel other from the people that I'm with, and then someone comes in who I identify as same with me, there's this awkward thing where it's kind of like, I guess we should talk?
Yeah, I guess.
Right, just because we're the only two black people in the room doesn't mean we have to be friends all of a sudden. And that's something that I've experienced. And I think for Emma, the big thing is that she doesn't feel like she quite fits in either realm.
I think that's definitely something that I really connected with because my father's from Nigeria. My mother is American. You know, she's from Texas. And so even when I introduce myself, oh, where are you from? And then kind of feeling like you have to explain a lot of things a lot of the time rather than just be.
I don't know if it's an American thing or because I remember growing up, people would say, oh, so like, what are you? Where are you from?
Right.
And I'd be like, Connecticut?
Yeah.
Like, American? And they'd be like,
where
no,
are you
no,
really
I mean,
from?
Like, where are you really from?
In the play, Emma is saying a lot of things that people think a lot of the time, I think. I definitely think these things sometimes when I'm at a party.
Can you give me an example?
The women that she encounters, the women that are her friends, they say things to her every now and then that sort of just catch her off guard. For example, they ask about her hair. They ask Emma if she washes her hair. And that is actually a question that I, Tasia, have actually received. This notion that you're so different that you must not wash your hair, or there must be something so different about the way you take care of your hair as opposed to the way I take care of mine, you know. Right. There's a sense of not quite understanding the other and wanting to understand.
But not knowing how to answer.
But, yeah.
Trying not to be offended easily.
Right,
or...
right. And that being put on the spot, sort of having to speak for your entire race.
Yeah. So a fascinating thing about this production is that it's not happening at, like, the Boston Center for the Arts on a traditional stage.
Right. It's happening at Dot to Dot Cafe at 1739 Dorchester Avenue. Something that Can't Wait Production really wants to do is to have plays in unconventional spaces. The cafe is great because we want to bring the community of Dorchester to the show, because Gabriella, who is my co-founder, we both grew up there. And so it's important for us to have theater in Dorchester, but to also, the cafe is great because it's small and it's intimate. And we've set it up so that you feel like you're at the party with Emma.
There's also going to be food, which I think is pretty awesome.
Good promotion.
Everyone likes to have food, right?
Well, thank you very much to both of you, and best of luck with the run.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's actor and playwright Tasia Jones with Can't Wait Productions artistic director Adabre Ebiyama. Their show, The Inside, debuts at Dot to Dot tonight and runs through the weekend. Details are at radioboston.org.